welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 379. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. This is a special podcast this week. This is the Apocalypse Meow edition, a whole podcast celebrating the Apocalypse Meow benefit concert that's happening in just about a week's time. Here with me to talk about that concert is Rhonda Line from the Midwest Music Foundation. Hello.
Hello.
We started things there with a band called Emmeline Twist. That song is called Vega, and I know they're playing this concert. Are they a new band?
They're fairly new within this year. They've done a few shows. They played Plaza Art Fair and a few other local shows, but they're pretty new to the scene. But the members are all veterans from other bands. Christoph Nemeth from the Late Night Callers. John Connect was in the Silver Maggies. Meredith McGrade has been in several bands that are kind of eluding me now. And then Kristen Conkright, recently of Knife Crane, but also longtime Kansas City music scene.
Oh, wonderful. This is a very interesting lineup. You've got two nights this time, right? Two different venues. What's the story on this one?
Yeah, this year we're going to kick off things Friday night down at Mills Record Company. That's a free show. And our founder of the Midwest Music Foundation, Chris Meck, it's been tradition that he and Abby, who was our founding of Apocalypse Meow, we did it as a benefit for her back in 2008. Unfortunately, she lost her battle to cancer in 2013, but they historically had played. So now Chris has a new band called Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds, and they'll be playing along with Maria the Mexican down at Mills.
Okay, and that's on a Friday night, November 4th, and then it continues Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday we're going to be at the new location of the Record Bar. We're really excited. The first year of Apocalypse Meow, we had one night at Record Bar, and unfortunately we kind of outgrew it, so we're glad that the Record Bar is back with a bigger location, and we'll have two stages. We'll have an acoustic stage with Jake Wells, Crystal Clayton, Nicholas St. James, and the Shapiro Brothers, and then on the main stage, we'll have Emmeline Twist, Rachel Mallon and the Wild Type, The Invisible World, and our headliners are Madison Ward and Mama Bear, which we're very excited. They've really blown up recently. We are really excited that they were able to and willing to play our benefit.
They are amazing, and they are local, right?
Yes. It's a mother-son duo, and they started out in coffee houses and just grew. Recently got signed to Glassnote Records. They've been on the Letterman Show. Howard Stern put out a compilation with them, so they've gone on to do some pretty amazing festivals. So for them to play our showcase was kind of a big, Sandra Freeman, who does all our booking, was able to get them, and we're both really proud of our lineup this year.
Yeah, and I saw they did a Tiny Desk concert on NPR as well, so that's kind of where I'd heard definitely about the band and knew big things about them, but it wasn't until I sat down and watched that I was, wow, that is impressive. So actually, let's play a track here by Madison Ward and Mama Bear. This song is called Silent Movies.
Forever bring your hands close together, baby. Ah, baby, ah, ah. When you took the car, you lie yourself down. Join the choir, baby. Ah, baby, ah, ah. Silent movies make more money, so help them make more money, girl. So what will they? They call you funny, so help them, we get real funny, girl. So what will girl? Hands close together, baby. Ah, baby, ah, ah. When you took the car, you lie yourself down. Down the choir, baby.
make more money. So help now, we make more money, girl. So whoa, whoa, girl. When you dance, they call you funny. So help now, we get real funny, girl. So whoa, whoa, girl. I said whoa, whoa, girl.
Track there from Invisible World. That song is called I Don't Know. And before that, we heard from Madison Ward and Mama Bear with the song Silent Movies. Both of those bands will be appearing, I guess, on the Saturday night of the Apocalypse Meow benefit concert coming up November 4th and 5th. I have Rhonda Line in the studio from the Midwest Music Foundation, and she's telling us a little bit more about the shows and about the foundation itself. You mentioned earlier in the last segment who this is a benefit for. Can you give us a quick reminder and kind of what the foundation is up to now?
Yeah, this all started out as a benefit for local musician Abigail Henderson when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then the first year, the music community really rallied to help her out. So from that, she and a group of friends founded the Midwest Music Foundation, and Apocalypse Meow is now an annual benefit. Unfortunately, Abby passed away in 2013, so we renamed the fund Abby's Fund for Musicians Healthcare. And all the money raised at this benefit goes into a fund, and a musician can apply for a grant if they break their leg or in their hospital or any kind of medical emergency. They could apply for a grant, and we can help them out. We've given out about $80,000 in grants since inception and over $20,000 just this year. So the need is increasing every year as more people find out about the fund. We're also excited to announce a new partnership with doctors from KU Med and the Wyandotte Community Health Council, and it's going to be called the Rock Docs. And they are going to actually be at Apocalypse Meow on Saturday night at Record Bar, offering information and some basic medical services. And then we plan to make this a long-term collaboration where they'll be at more music events and just basically improve the healthcare for our arts community in Kansas City.
And what sort of artists are eligible to work with you guys?
On our website right now, just due to our resources, our guidelines, they must be a working musician in the Kansas City metro. We keep it pretty open. We also have helped some sound engineers, anybody that kind of works in the music industry. We'd like to expand that even farther as our resources grow and we're able to help more in the community.
Okay. And how do people get in touch with you if they think they've got a need or they know someone who maybe can help?
Yeah, well, the application is on our website, MidwestMusicFoundation.org. There's a section about healthcare and the services we provide, and there's an online application, or my email's on there. They could just contact me through that form if they need other information. There's also our resources section has a lot of links to various healthcare other resources besides just our grants. You know, if they, you know, the Salvation Army sometimes will help with utility assistance and things like that. So we've been developing this network over time with other providers and other resources.
One of the things I really like about the Apocalypse Meow concerts is it really focuses on all the music, all the musicians in Kansas City. It's not just one particular scene. Last year you had Federation of Horsepower headlining the big stage. Very loud rock and roll band. And this year you've got, you know, as you said, Madison Ward and Mama Bear being the headliner, a very different sound. And just looking at the lineup this year, you've got all sorts of different sounds happening. Can you run us through that lineup again?
Yeah, Friday night is down at Mills Record Company, and we have Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds and Maria the Mexican. And then Saturdays, our main event down at the Record Bar, we'll have two stages, an acoustic stage with Jake Wells, Crystal Clayton, Nicholas St. James, and the Shapiro Brothers. And on the main stage will be the Invisible World, Emmeline Twist, Rachel Mallon and the Wild Type, Madison Ward and the Mama Bear. And one thing to note, Madison, we're going to put them kind of in the middle of the night. We know some of the crowd may not be willing to stay up till 2 a.m., so they'll be on around 9 p.m., so we'll kind of headline from the middle.
I like that a lot. As someone who doesn't like to be out at shows at 2 a.m., I'm very happy to hear that. Let's play something kind of from that secondary stage here. I've got a track here from Nicholas St. James. I'm not familiar with him at all. What can you tell me about him?
He is just a great, awesome guy. He's from Lawrence, Kansas. He plays a lot. He does a lot of weekly shows around town. And he's just a really funny, great songwriter. He records his own intros. So he kind of has a little loop where he'll have another person that's recorded his intros. And he has kazoos with his logo on them. So he's a really funny character and just an amazing songwriter. So we're happy to have him on the bill.
Wonderful. This is a song of his called You Already Knew.
Almost empty, the church is nearly full. Yeah, yesterday's tomorrow, and the spring is the fall. Breakfast for supper, mortgage on a box, a hostage one and ransom and your calls on the fly. Box without wheels, a bear on a leash, St. Francis in hell, a honeymoon on repeat. Politicians in the draft, soup with a fork, accidental glitterati, New York, New York. How you live here is only on you. Choices are the same, but the directions are few that you already knew. Families at the table, money in a jar, Christopher Columbus, new smelling a used car. We got liquor for children, time out for the press, a bed without a bounce, a cheap hotel without a mess. 7 men in muscles and on a surprise, vultures killing meals and it's noon at night. We'll split the bill, good as your word. The prison's almost empty and the church is nearly full. Only on you. Go toast a letter or a duct tape shoe. Tan in California or St. Louis blue. The choices are the same, but the directions are few that you already knew.
Want some attention.
Almost ready.
Almost ready.
E-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e-e turn the garden, ride a little ditty, sleep in the city, dream about kiddos.
Not quite done yet,
almost ready.
That is a brand new track from the Shapiro Brothers. That song is called Almost Ready. And before that, we heard from Nicholas St. James with a song you already knew. Both of them playing the second acoustic stage at this year's Apocalypse Meow benefit concert, November 4th and 5th. I've got Rhonda Line with me here, giving me information about the festival, and most importantly, about the Midwest Music Foundation and how people can get involved. Other than coming out to the concert on the Friday, November 4th and Saturday, November 5th, what else can they do to get involved?
Well, we have a link to volunteer or get involved on our website, MidwestMusicFoundation.org. We always love new volunteers. We have a lot of events throughout the year. We provide volunteer support to a lot of the music festivals in town. In Boulevardia, we need like 50 volunteers for that. So throughout the festival season, we're always needing volunteers. And then just to day to day, we are a all volunteer organization. We don't have any paid staff. So we're all volunteers putting our time and our heart and soul into this.
Okay. And other than Abby's Fund and Apocalypse Meow, I'm sure it's just one way that that's funded. What else do you do to get involved in music in Kansas City and with Kansas City musicians?
Like I said, we provide volunteer support at a lot of the local festivals. We also take the show on the road down to Austin during the big music festival down there. And we take over 100 bands from the Kansas City Midwest area, a few national bands as well. But we put on the 4-day, 2-stage showcase down there just to show all the talent that is in the Midwest. As you know, often in the past, it's been overlooked by the official South by showcases. So we went down and did our own unofficial showcase down there to really bring attention to our community of musicians here. And I think that's kind of helped grow. Now people are, you know, Middle of the Map Festival, Crossroads Music Festival, Westport Roots Festival. We help with all of those, Boulevardia. So just really promoting that the talent that we have here in Kansas City.
That's wonderful to hear, and that is a great mission. We are about out of time. I want to play one more track here, and this one's by Rachel Mallon. The song is called White Girls. Thank you very much for being on the program with me this week. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and we'll be back to regular programming next week, but remember to come out for Apocalypse Meow Friday,
November 4th, and Saturday, November 5th, and I have one last thank you. I'd love to thank Sid from Too Much Rock for his support through the podcast and financial support for the event, and also our presenting sponsor, The Bridge. Can't forget them. They've been great to local musicians in Kansas City.
What a great addition to Kansas City they have been. Thank you very much, everyone.
There's a special place in-